I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin with a first-hand report from the mission field in Iraq and end with a call to action for every believer. God's working behind the scenes of today's headlines, and He might be calling you to join Him. First, believers push forward in Iraq despite U.S.-Iran pressure and internal struggle. MNN spoke with a Christian about conditions on the ground, but for security purposes, we can't share his name.
The other ministries in the churches, these ministries are going now. Sunday worship, other meetings for women, others, the youth, prayers. All ministries are going well.
It's not easy given the present circumstances, yet believers use every opportunity to share the love of Christ.
In November, we also visited the Tahrir Square, distributed the food for the people there, and we prayed for the country, for the leaders to get heavenly wisdom.
This leader also works with the Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE.
It's a good program for the leaders. They are, serving in the context, and they cannot take their theological education outside of Iraq, because, we don't have any seminary in Iraq. Since October till now, it's difficult also for Christians. It's difficult for all the backgrounds, all the groups in Iraq.
Pray that PTEE classes can start again in March. They're stopped right now because of the tension. Meanwhile, sometimes it can take the extreme of carnage to get global attention focused on a problem. Christian leaders in Nigeria are desperately calling for help, but so far, they've only been met with deafening silence from the global community. Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh has more in this story.
This is an incredibly difficult story to tell. It's complex and it's changing. Persecution watchdog groups estimate that last year alone, 1,000 Nigerian Christians died for their faith. Millions of Christians have been displaced by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram, or by the Fulani herdsmen. Their presence magnifies the dangers for workers providing aid and the gospel to unreached people there. In fact, a ministry partner with Christian Aid Mission notes that the greatest challenge to their work remains security for the area and for missionaries. Yet over all of this, gospel workers continue to plant churches. They're boring wells and providing education, as well as helping with trauma healing and basic human dignity in the wake of tragedy and displacement. They are the hands and feet of Christ. Pray boldness and wisdom for these ministry leaders in northern Nigeria, and may God help His people. Lindsay Cove, Mission Network News.
And following Christ means taking His word into the world. That's what Mission Cry does. Through the generosity of God's people, last year Mission Cry sent out $13 million worth of used Bibles and Christian books. This year they hope to do even more. Mission Cry's executive director Jason Wolford says,
"We're hoping to send another container to South Sudan, another container to China, and we have two that are headed to Uganda. And so those are our first four shipments that we're planning to send, along with sending Bibles and Christian books into Guadalajara, Mexico."
To do this, they need more literature, specifically Bibles. So from January 14 to March 14, Mission Cry is hosting a Bible drive. People can get involved by donating used Bibles or money. Mission Cry can print special NASB Bibles with discipleship materials on the back for just $2.
And what a great and easy way it is to be involved by sponsoring a Bible for $2 that's going to discipleship somebody, or sending a used Bible or a Christian book that's going to make a difference in somebody's life. This is an opportunity for you to be a missionary without ever leaving your home.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.